This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
So there's a lot of anxiety growing around the Democrat Party right now as Joe Biden continues to gaff it up everywhere he goes. A story in Politico that I read over the weekend, Democrats are descending on Iowa with renewed anxiety. Actually, the Washington Post, with renewed anxiety. Yes, they're very, very nervous, as they should be, because Joe Biden keeps blowing it. And they are they're getting a little scared because, you know what? The first primary vote is in 6 months. That's right. And they're increasingly anxious that former Vice President Joe Biden, the front runner, has not disposed of persistent questions about whether he is well equipped to take on President Trump. They were nervous about his gaffes last week, including the one where he said poor kids are just as smart as white kids, and the facts versus truth, and all the other stuff that came out. They don't know what to do. And here's the other thing, too, that I think is really what the real problem is for Joe Biden. It's this quote right here from Alan Fearer, who is the party chairman in Madison County. He says, Joe Biden can resonate with the working class voters that Trump footed in the last go round. And that's what we need. He's close to the middle. He's a known quantity. He appeals to middle class voters. But boy, he's old. That shouldn't be a problem, and you don't like to say it, but he isn't as compelling verbally. There's starting to be a real fear that he cannot hold his own in the debate against Donald Trump. I wish he'd get his mojo back, they'd say. Now, a couple points. Joe Biden is going to pretend like he's in the middle, but the problem for him is that as he's in the woke Democrat primary now, he has to now move further left, and he keeps doing this, and this is his big problem. He keeps moving further left on all kinds of things that are going to absolutely make him unrecognizable to anyone who's a working class kind of guy. Working class voters don't want to hear that you're going to destroy coal and natural gas and that you're going to lay broadband cables for them to work on. They don't want to hear it. And that's what Joe Biden's been talking about. They also don't want to hear things like there's three genders, which Joe Biden said the other night. It sounds kooky. And of course, the problem for him is that not only is he going further left, but he's just doing a terrible job of it. He's blowing it big time. So one of the Biden delegates said, I wish he'd get his mojo back. I know he has it. I just haven't seen it. I'm not seeing him right now. You know, we've been saying that for a long time. And it's just he doesn't have it. He doesn't have the it factor. He's never had it. I mean, he's never had it. That's why he's run for president all these times. He's never gotten the nomination. But he really doesn't have it now in the sense of he doesn't even have the energy for this, I don't think. Biden may have the best chance of attracting Republican voters, they say. I'm done falling in love. I'm falling in line. I do struggle with it, but I just want Republicans to be able to feel comfortable and vote for him. So these are Democrats who are in Iowa, and it's a place that Barack Obama won in 2008. It's a place that theoretically they could win again. But the problem is that they have Joe Biden or a bunch of nut jobs. And Joe Biden increasingly is acting like a nut job. And Joe Biden's also acting like he's losing it. So they don't know what to do. And really, when you get to the crux of the article, here's the crux of the article. Ready? They don't have another candidate besides Joe Biden. It's like they're admitting, basically, remember this, too. If the Democrat Party is insane in New York and California, as you get a little bit closer to the middle of America, imagine that some of that lessens to a degree where you just get more moderate mainstream Democrats who are what the party used to be, perhaps, and I don't know why a lot of these voters are even bothering still being with the Democrat Party, but let's go with it for a second. And let's pretend like these voters in Iowa and other places in the middle of the country, they really just want a mainstream Democrat who's an alternative to Donald Trump. They don't want universal everything. They don't want college debt paid for. None of that stuff sells with them. They don't want the Green New Deal because a lot of them are working class people. They have no interest in this idea of spending $75 trillion to fight climate change or any of it. So their choices are Biden or crazy people. I mean, really, because none of the other Democrats who are running as moderates have a chance in hell either. You know, there's no chance that the governor of whatever that state is that no one's ever heard of is going to become president. I mean, the governor of the state that no one's ever... They've heard of the state. There's not the governor. You know, or the guy who's a congressman they've never heard of. These people are not going to become the nominee, and they know this. So their choices are Biden or Kamala Harris, Bernie Sanders, America's mother-in-law, Elizabeth Warren, and they don't like those choices. But Biden is blowing it. And then over the weekend, he talked about how after the Parkland, Florida shooting, he remembered when those kids came to see him when he was vice president. Only the shooting happened after he left. He was no longer vice president. It happened long after he left the vice president's residence, long afterward. And they say that that's part of the problem with him, is that he's a gaffe machine, and he also, they think, just doesn't even have it anymore. The president pointed out over the weekend that he doesn't think Joe Biden's playing with a full deck. He doesn't think he's playing with a full deck. This is interesting. Arlene Davis, she's 67. She's a retired school teacher from Indianola. She waited to hear Biden speak the other night. She panned his candidacy so far, especially his debate performances. Quote, "I was extremely disappointed. I expect more of him. He was uninspiring. He's trying to ride Obama's coattails instead of blazing his own path to distinguish himself from others. Gee, it was nice he was vice president. However, he's not vice president now. And if he wants to stand out, he has to do it soon on his own two feet. I want to know what he thinks, not what he did with Obama. That's why I'm here." But Biden's appearance that evening evidently did not convince her. Halfway through, she took out her phone and began playing a card game. A card game. By the way, Bill de Blasio attracted 15 people to an event. 15. Not 1,500. 15. Okay? Just so you know. 15 people. De Blasio campaign event in Iowa draws roughly 15 attendees from the New York Post. Mayor Bill de Blasio pitched his presidential dreams to a crowd of about 15 likely Democrat voters at an event Sunday morning in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. What's more, I mean, 15. So there you go. I don't know. It seems like the Democrats have some major, major problems. Meanwhile, the president is packing arenas still, and most of the people that go there don't play card games. They are actually enthusiastic. They're very energized. They're having fun. They like being there. So much so that the media hates it, and then they start labeling everybody in the room a racist because they just can't deal with the fact that there's just so many people coming out to see the president at these large rallies. They just cannot deal with it. And on the Democrat side, you've got a guy, they can't fill rooms, and then when people do show up to hear them, they're sitting there playing, you know, Words with Friends or whatever the hell they're playing on their phone. So that's a big problem. And for Biden, Iowa's crucial for him. He said the other day that Iowa was the keys to the kingdom, but also presents a lot of challenges, too. Elizabeth Warren has been there for a long time campaigning, and looking like now she's ahead by like 10 or 12 points. So it's very possible America's mother-in-law could, in fact, win Iowa. I mean, that's what they're saying right now. And so a lot of mainstream Democrats are nervous about that because they don't think she sells. And she doesn't sell, by the way. She doesn't sell. As they struggle to rally around a single nominee, Iowa Democrats are worried that the unprecedentedly large field is damaging their chances of defeating Trump. You think? They have a real problem. And the other problem is they have no one else. There's no Michelle Obama running to save the day. There's no one else coming to jump into the race. This is all they got. They realize that now. This is the best they got, and the best is not going to do it. And they know that. And it's not looking good for them.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.